It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. Last week just goes to show why they play the games. I flipped a coin and it did as well as I did predicting the outcomes. But George Washington doesn't even come close to providing the level of entertainment you'll get from me. So let's have a look at this week's games. Illinois at Iowa. Ron Zook leads his tribe into the Ames Nest with a belt full of badger pelts. They'll look to add a few Hawkeye feathers to their headdress on Saturday. Kirk Ferentz is feeling the pressure from the Iowa faithful after four straight losses. The hometown flock will have their claws sharpened, but the arrows from the Illini will be too much for them to handle. Bennard's loser, Iowa. Kent State at Ohio State. Jim Tressel's nuts took the show on the road last week when they embarrassed Purdue. They don't really need a rest, but they'll get it this week against their in-state opponents. It will take more than just a flash of brilliance to save the Golden Flashes. Bennard's loser, Kent State. Minnesota at Northwestern. Northwestern shocked the Big 12 last week when they defeated the Spartans in East Lansing. This week, they'll play host to a struggling pack of gilded rodents. Tim Brewster hasn't had much luck in his first season as the lead tunneler, and it doesn't look to get better on Saturday. The Purple Kitties will have no problem chasing the visitors back underground. Bennard's loser, Minnesota. Purdue at Michigan. The West Lafayette Locomotive will try to get back on track against a Michigan team that allows 20 points per game. The Wolverines need a quality win, but to get that, they'll have to count on Mike Hart's shoulders being big enough to carry the game again. The deciding factor in this game will be Joe Tiller's utter inability to win in Ann Arbor. Bennard's loser, Purdue. Louisiana State at Kentucky. The Wildcats have been the Cinderella story of college football this year, at least up until they lost to South Carolina. Louisiana State survived a close call with some Gators last weekend, but this cat-on-cat matchup should be much easier for them. Bennard's loser, Kentucky. Boston College at Notre Dame. The biggest surprise of Week 6 was the fact that Notre Dame won. Did Charlie Weiss find his genius, or did the luck of the Irish finally catch up? We'll see how legitimate the Domers are when they host the Eagles in the big Catholic battle. Boston College is undefeated and ranked number 4 in the country, so it'll take more than just luck for the Irish to win this game. Bennard's loser, Notre Dame. Wisconsin at Penn State. The Pennsylvania Felines look like they were going to claw their way to the top of the Big Ten at the beginning of the season, but now they have two conference losses. Illinois showed some of Brett Bielema's team's weaknesses. And you know Joe Pa has been watching the film of that every waking moment in an attempt to remain undefeated in Beaver Stadium. The Valley has been happy so far, but all good things must end. Bennard's loser, Penn State. Indiana at Michigan State. The Hoosiers are one win away from being bowl eligible for the first time since 1993, and they'll look to take care of that in East Lansing on Saturday. Mark D'Antonio's Spear Toters are faltering and need a win to reform the ranks. This promises to be a high-scoring game, and it will be a battle for the ages. At the end of the day, the visitors will need to rely on a run defense that gave up 288 yards to Illinois. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Indiana. Well, folks, that's all the wisdom I can manage for you this week. Be sure to stop by again next week when I'll have a whole nother bunch of losers.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.